Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms down in the Sand Hills, but everyone's going to see this line of thunderstorms coming through. I'll show you what time it arrives where you are.
Fire crews are working on the scene after this home went up in flames in Johnston County near the Cleveland community. Just ahead, what we're learning from investigators.
And a high-speed chase leads to a driver narrowly missing a house in a cul-de-sac crash. The charges the driver now faces.
Well, a few traffic pattern changes happening this weekend. We'll update you on the progress of the complete 540 project and help you get around some of those detours out there. All in the name of progress, right? Yeah. As we get to our Friday, and I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us.
I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're also going to help you get around this rain that is starting to move in. It's pretty cloudy right now, but we are going to see that rain later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us exactly where that system is right now.
We have this cold front that we've been tracking all week moving into the mountains right now. Definitely some thunder and lightning along it, and we will see that here. We have the potential for some severe storms the farther south you are. Right now, everything is quiet across our area. We'll take a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. A leading edge of that rain starting to push toward the I-77 corridor, getting a little closer to the triad. And of course, it arrives here by lunchtime. There are a few spots that are seeing some sunshine right now, but we have a lot of low cloud cover in other areas. Variable conditions right now. By noon, that rain is right here and moving into the viewing area between noon and 2 o'clock around the triangle area down toward Fayetteville. We're going to see some heavy rain, some winds gusting up to, say, 40 miles per hour, but could be gusting up to 60. And our southern counties, we could see some hail there as well. At 3 o'clock, it moves to Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and Clinton, and it begins to ease up a little bit around the triangle. We may have some more waves that roll through during the evening, but it's likely to start tapering off around dinner time in the triangle. It may be later in the evening, around 8 or 9 o'clock, before it tapers off in our eastern counties. So hopefully that will help you to plan. Our severe weather threat, that level one risk, is going to be from Moore County all the way down to southern Sampson County, including Fayetteville, and certainly Rayford and Southern Pines. We do have clear skies up above a deck of low clouds in the triangle right now. 57 as our current temperature. We've seen some hints of sun in a few places. Last look at Sanford and Durham, seeing a little sunshine right now, but that rain is definitely coming our way. We'll see a high this afternoon of 72. We're still on track for a beautiful weekend, but it could be a bit breezy. I'll show you when it's windiest. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now. We've been following some pretty big delays in Johnston County on 40 westbound. This is just north of Benson up at the Elevation Road Bridge, and the delays begin right around 242 and extend up to that bridge. With the latest updates from the sensors, it looks like maybe seeing a little bit of improvement there, but still, you're talking about probably a 15-minute backup as you head out of the Benson area back up toward McGee's Crossroads. And one of the big problems here is that there's the 242 exit at I-40 westbound, and the next one is up at 210 at McGee's Crossroads, and that's a long way to go to get to the next exit to pick up 40 westbound. You can choose to stay in the traffic there, or you can use Highway 50 as an alternate route. It's not going to save you much time, but it may feel a little better as opposed to getting stuck in the stop-and-go traffic. I'll watch those sensors. Again, with that most recent update, it looks like things may be starting to clear up just a little bit. Around Wake County, we're in fairly good shape. Few minor crashes that we're watching on the north side of Raleigh. I'm watching a little bit of a backup also on 440 westbound this morning, heading through the Lake Boone Trail interchange back down toward Wade Avenue. Once you hit Wade Avenue, you're in good shape heading on out toward I-40. Also in Durham, we've been watching some slowdowns this morning on the northbound side of 147 and 885. But so far, we haven't seen any big backups through there. About a 5-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading down to 540. Otherwise, your major approaches into Raleigh are looking good right now.
Thank you, Brian. Following breaking news, crews have been hard at work putting out a house fire in Johnston County. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what she knows about the people and animals that live there.
Crews have been on scene for hours now. A small fire was reignited between the shingles of the home around 5:30 this morning. But take a look now at crews still working to assess the damage. Here's what's left of this family's back porch. You still may be able to see a little bit of debris left. And then if we look a little bit over to the left here, that's that family's pickup truck that has been damaged by that fire. A firefighter on scene says one person was home when the house went up in flames, but no one was injured. Crews received a call around 1:30 this morning about that fire, and it was contained by 3:30. There's at least two or three fire trucks that are still left lined up on the street. And we're keeping our distance from the home because this family has several animals that are roaming around the yard. Firefighters on scene tell me that two dogs died during this fire. But again, there are no injuries to report. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Johnston County.
Another story we followed in the overnight hours. Around 2 a.m., a driver crashed into the front yard of a Johnston County home. A highway patrol reports that car went airborne on Buffalo Road and crashed into a power pole before landing close to a house. Troopers say the driver was going at least 100 miles an hour, not wearing a seatbelt, and was seriously injured. The driver is charged with DWI. We're working to find out that person's name and condition. We're also working to learn more about a high-speed chase in Sampson County. Deputies tell WRL they tried to stop a motorcycle on State Highway 24 late Thursday night. The motorcyclist took off and then crashed in a cul-de-sac on Half Moon Lane in Autryville. The WRL Breaking News Tracker got on that scene. You can see the motorcycle crashed in someone's yard. Deputies were searching a backpack in that area. We are working to learn if anyone was hurt or arrested.
Today, President Biden will ask Congress for $100 billion to support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. And during a primetime address last night, Biden said, although the conflicts are far away, if we don't support Israel and Ukraine, conflict could spread to other parts of the world, putting democracy at risk.
If we walk away and let Putin erase Ukraine's independence, would-be aggressors around the world would be emboldened to try the same. The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world.
And when talking about sending weapons to Ukraine, he said the weapons are made in America, signaling a boost to jobs and the economy. Biden also addressed the fear that so many Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans are feeling. He said we must denounce anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
Also, Michelle, people all around the triangle are continuing to show their support for thousands of victims killed in Israel and Gaza. This morning, many of them are demanding lawmakers take action as well. Dozens showed up for a demonstration at Bicentennial Plaza last night. This is in response to a statement by Governor Roy Cooper's team, only pledging support for the people of Israel. The group is calling for weapons to be put down and for peaceful negotiations to take place. More specifically, they want the United States to stop supplying military aid to Israel. Last night's demonstration served as a vigil for civilian lives lost in both Israel and Gaza.
Another day, another try for lawmakers as they work to secure a new Speaker of the House. You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol this morning, where they'll return later to hold their next vote this morning at 10 o'clock. Representative Jim Jordan has been unable to secure the 217 votes needed. And this morning, he's vowing to stay in the race in hopes of winning over his colleagues. So far, he's failed two previous votes. Democrats are supporting House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The House has gone more than 2 weeks without a speaker. It comes after Republican Representative Matt Gaetz led a historic vote to oust Kevin McCarthy.
Work is moving right along for the 540 loop around Raleigh. The Triangle Expressway will extend from NC-55 bypass to I-40. And this weekend, the project may cause some traffic issues for you. WRL's Monica Casey joins us live from Holly Springs Road to tell us what drivers should expect out in that area. Monica.
Good morning, Jeff. This change is scheduled to start tomorrow. So if you're going to be driving in this area this weekend, this applies to you. NCDOT says they will be reopening the bridge on Holly Springs Road just north of here that will be going over the extension of the Triangle Expressway. Contractors will be shifting traffic on Holly Springs Road between Old Center Street and Kildare Farm Road from the temporary detour onto the new bridge crossing over that future toll road. This traffic change also includes reopening the access between Catherine Place and Holly Springs Road. Construction started 4 years ago on the six-lane Triangle Expressway. Phase two, which will complete I-540 from I-40 at Garner to Knightdale, is scheduled to start in 2028. NCDOT says they plan to install signs reminding drivers of these changes. This reopening will be weather dependent. Monica Casey, WRL News in Wake County.
And another weekend road closure for you to keep in mind. A section of I-40 westbound will close tonight, possibly tomorrow night as well. This is part of the Complete 540 project. The westbound lanes of I-40 from Highway 42 to Highway 70 will close from 10 o'clock tonight to 5 a.m. tomorrow. DOT crews are working on that road. They will close tonight and possibly tomorrow night as well. Depending on the weather, they'll have detour signs up in that area posted.
Time now, 8:10 on your Friday morning. It's rainy today, but that won't stop the weekend fun. From a musical about Michael Jackson to a pumpkin palooza, we have your weekend best bets.
We do have a level one risk for severe storms in our southern counties. That's new this morning. Everybody is going to end up seeing the storms. It's going to come in a line along with a front. I'll show you what time the storms will arrive where you are.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Boy, this was just October 31st. Look at this white lake looking like Crystal Lake out there. That is spooky, isn't it? As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Just a little Friday the 13th reference there. That
was
last week.
Jeff, you know, only us old people know what you're talking about. Jason,
we're going to learn them up.
Oh, we definitely have some interesting weather. Not anything terribly scary, but we do have a level one risk for severe storms in our southern counties. We could see maybe one or two instances of some wind damage, maybe some hail, but that shouldn't be widespread. The rain and the storms will be widespread, though. We're starting to see the leading edge of that pushing toward the Triad and, say, Statesville along the I-77. Corridor. Lots of rain and thunderstorms along this line as it moves on across our area. There is some sunshine in a few places. We have a deck of low clouds around the triangle, but there are a couple of spots where we're seeing a few breaks in the clouds, but that won't last too long. By lunchtime, we start to see this moving in. It's on the doorstep of our viewing area right at noon, and between 1 and 2, we see it moving right across the triangle area. Some heavy rain likely with that. Again, the best chance of any wind damage or hail will be down to the south. That heavy line moves toward the I-95 corridor mid to late afternoon, but then more rain pushes in behind it. Finally, by the time we get to, say, 7 or 8 o'clock, it should be over in the triangle area, maybe a little bit earlier than that. The farther north and west you go, the quicker that rain moves out. It's still lingering at 9 o'clock in some of our south and eastern counties. I know a lot of folks are headed out to Friday night football games. It'll be drier in the west and a little bit wetter in the east. We just got an update from the Storm Prediction Center, and it looks like they just took our entire viewing area out of that level one risk. That is definitely good news. Still, doesn't change the fact that we're going to see that line of thunderstorms coming through our area, and we'll see gusty winds up to around 40 miles per hour, but that's not as likely to do damage. Here's a look at that timeline. Again, that doesn't change. We're going to see that rain around lunchtime, early afternoon, some thunderstorms, and that continues until around dinner time or maybe the middle of the evening. 72 at the fair today, but of course this afternoon, it's going to be pretty messy out there. The evening may be salvageable, especially after dinner time. Saturday and Sunday, though, both look beautiful. 70 on Saturday, 69 Sunday. Lots of sunshine. Beautiful weather for college football. Johnson C. Smith plays at Fayetteville State at 2:30 tomorrow. 69 degrees at game time. Game time 6:30. Virginia plays at Carolina, 66 degrees. And just nice and dry. Take a sweatshirt. You know, it'll be just fine. We still have foggy conditions in Fayetteville, but we're seeing a bit of sunshine right now in Apex. It's cloudy in Goldsboro, and we're seeing partly cloudy skies in Chapel Hill. But that rain is headed our way. Again, you can see that visibility just Fayetteville at below a quarter of a mile. That fog is just hanging out down there. Speaking of down here, we're watching this system. This is Tropical Storm Tammy. It is likely to brush the northern part of the Leeward Islands here over the next couple of days, then becoming a hurricane by early next week and moving out into the Atlantic as a hurricane. But it's not likely to come in contact with land once it moves past the northern Leeward Islands. Around here, a bit breezy for tomorrow. We're going to see some gusts up to 20, 25 miles per hour. I'll kind of walk through the timeline with you on the windiest part of the day coming up. After that, we're nice and quiet, but some chilly mornings Monday and Tuesday, Brian.
Elizabeth, still watching this crash in Johnston County as we take a look at those delays on 40 westbound. They've really improved here over the last little while. Still seeing just a little bit of a backup there on 40 westbound as you approach the Elevation Road Bridge, but those significant slowdowns from 242 up to Elevation Road have cleared up nicely and things are just about back to normal now. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are in fairly good shape, seeing a little bit of brake tapping on 440 westbound approaching Wade Avenue this morning. Also still watching the sensors along 885 in both directions in Durham and not picking up any significant backups between I-85 and I-40. The interstates themselves, 85 and 40, also are looking fine. A lot of people are going to be heading out at the State Fair today through Sunday for this final weekend. Free parking available at PNC Arena and Carter Finley Stadium. There's the fairgrounds right there. It is a bit of a walk as you head across Trinity Road or under Trinity Road there at the tunnel. There are some other options for you. They have park and ride lots that are available for free. They also have paid private parking, maybe a little closer to the fairgrounds. All of this is spelled out for you on WRL.com and the WRL News app. Before you head out, check in with us. Just enter State Fair in the search box for everything you need to know before you go.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan just wrapped up a news conference within the last 5 minutes. He was imploring his colleagues to support his bid for Speaker of the House. The House is scheduled to hold yet a third vote on electing a new speaker today at noon. Jordan has lost on two previous ballots. He needs 217 colleagues to support his speakership in order to win that gavel, but he's not gotten the support from many of his Republican colleagues. Now, without a speaker, the House is shut down. No work is getting done. No aid for Israel. No aid for Ukraine. The American people, Jim Jordan said, needs the House to get back to work. That cannot happen without a speaker of the House. Again, that vote is scheduled for noon today. Of course, you can check it out right here on our new news on WRL.
Thanks, Ken. UNC's new wrestling head coach, Rob Cole, is taking some heat for comments he said about women on campus that some are calling sexist. He said it on a wrestling podcast.
Just tell me about Chapel Hill and give me the Chapel Hill pitch. What's so great about Chapel Hill?
First of all, it's 60% women, for God's sakes, and 95% are attractive now, you know, and it's just a really neat little campus for young 18 to 22-year-old men. You know, I mean, good Lord, would you not want to go there?
WRL spoke with the coach, who said he is embarrassed and sorry about what he said. He says he was joking about his own immaturity as a college student, and he hopes his actions of supporting women's wrestling speak louder than his words. The chair of women's and gender studies at UNC responded to the coach's remarks, telling us, comments such as that made on the podcast unfortunately support misogyny and heterosexism. They reduce female students to their physical beauty and imply that women's value is measured by their attractiveness to men. A female wrestler spoke to WRL, and she says she hopes this leads to a greater discussion about the culture of college athletics.
Police in Hillsborough are investigating what caused a loud booming noise heard by people in the area. These are just a few of the areas where people reported hearing it and feeling it shake their homes yesterday. The boom happened just before noon. The Orange County Courthouse was evacuated just as a precaution. Even meteorologist Mike Mays says he heard the noise from his home in Apex. Orange County and the town of Hillsborough say they have not found what caused it yet. WRL is continuing to reach out to emergency and military officials for any updates.
All new this morning, Travis King, the Army private who fled into North Korea, he's been charged with desertion. King was released from North Korea and the custody he was involved in there and returned to the United States last month. He's been detained by the U.S. military and is facing a series of other charges, including possession of child pornography, assaulting fellow soldiers, and disobeying a superior officer. He's been charged with 8 counts total. Desertion can result in a prison sentence of up to 3 years.
New health concerns this morning after at least 60 students contracted hand, foot, and mouth disease on Duke's campus within the past month. The disease is mostly concentrated on East Campus, which is primarily for freshmen. Students say given communal living, they're not surprised the disease spread so quickly.
But at the same time, like, I guess just adjusted living situations, like you're not used to bumping into people all the time and like living in a dorm setting where nothing is your own.
The highly contagious disease is most common in children under 5, although anyone can get it. It's typically spread in schools and in daycare centers. Symptoms can include fever, mouth sores, and skin rashes.
Next time you go to CVS for certain medicine, you may not be able to find what you're looking for. The store says it is pulling some products that contain phenylephrine. The FDA says the ingredient is safe, but it's ineffective. CVS says it'll continue to sell other over-the-counter cold and cough medicines.
There is plenty to do this weekend in the Triangle.
We have a look at a few of them from our WRL Out and About Best Bets right now. Taste great food, learn about wine pairings, local food vendors and sommeliers at Raleigh's International Wine Festival happening tomorrow at City Plaza, noon until 8 p.m. The event is free. There'll be live, nonstop performances while you sip your wine and beer. It's also kid and pet friendly.
Better than that. And also, you can catch the MJ, the musical, this weekend. It's the last weekend to do that at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The show runs until Sunday, and it features Michael Jackson at three distinct ages and covers his career from when he performed with the Jackson 5 and when he started a solo career.
And if you want to do something to celebrate fall, how about Pumpkin Palooza? City of Raleigh is hosting this fun pumpkin carving event at the Greystone Recreation Center. It's tonight from 6 to 7:30. $12 will get you one pumpkin to decorate, and there will also be snacks available.
Well, coming up, traffic changes are coming to the Triangle this weekend. What you need to know about the progress of the Complete 540 project.
Plus a 101-year-old woman living in a new and improved home now. How the city of Raleigh helped her make big upgrades to her home.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are dry and cloudy for now, but the rain will move in this afternoon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the timeline for us.
Yeah, we take a look already. You can see the leading edge of that rain pushing toward the Triad area and Charlotte. It's likely to arrive here around lunchtime and then be with us on and off through the afternoon. Look at Sanford. You'd never know there. Lots of sunshine, but of course, that cold front's going to move through and everyone ends up seeing thunderstorms with this. Heading out the door right now, there are some low clouds in the Triangle and some low visibility in Fayetteville, where we have a quarter mile visibility or less. But right around lunchtime, we see that chance of rain ramp up and it continues through the evening with scattered storms. Brian?
Here at 8:27, we are looking pretty good around the Triangle here on our live traffic map. Not seeing any big delays there, with perhaps one exception. I am seeing a little bit of a slowdown on the Clayton Bypass eastbound, heading away from 42 back toward that 70 business interchange there, heading out toward Wilson's Mills. Around Triangle right now, our major routes coming in from Wake Forest are looking fine. Southbound Capitol Boulevard, just a two-minute delay heading down to 540. Other major approaches into Raleigh are looking clear. In Durham, we're also looking good on I-40 and I-85. No delays right now on 40 eastbound from 15501 out to 885.
Thank you, Brian. Work is moving along on the 540 loop around Raleigh. The bridge on Holly Springs Road over the extension of the Triangle Expressway, that's scheduled to open tomorrow. Contractors will be shifting traffic on Holly Springs Road between Old Center Street and Kildare Farm Road onto the new bridge. And coming up next for us on Fox 50, it's looking like it'll be a rainy day. Elizabeth will tell us when you'll see the rain and when it's expected to move out. And next on Today, kids and parents open up about the battle against screen time.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And we take a look at our big front headed our way, producing some thunderstorms in the mountains. I'll show you what time it arrives here and how much rain we can see.
Fire crews are working on the scene after this home went up in flames in Johnson County near the Cleveland community. Just ahead, what we're learning from investigators.
Plus, a speeding driver loses control and crashes in the front yard of a Johnston County home. The charges the driver now faces.
Changes are coming to your commute on Holly Springs Road. I'll show you what to expect on your drive.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you inside our WRL studio here. 8:30 on your Friday. We have made it to Friday. There was never a doubt.
Right.
Never a doubt.
I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're looking all over town, and it's different everywhere you look. I mean, It's cloudy here in Raleigh. In Wilmington, you can barely see in front of you, 5 feet in front of you. But meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking the rain and this cloud cover we're seeing.
We've been following this front since the beginning of the week, and it is producing thunderstorms from the mountains back down here into Georgia and South Carolina. That is pushing into our area, and it will arrive around lunchtime. Fortunately, they dropped our southern counties out of the risk of severe storms, but we'll still see winds gusting up to at least 40, maybe 50 miles per hour as this moves through. So windy conditions, definitely some heavy rain, possibly some small hail. And you can see that line of rain. That's the leading edge headed towards Charlotte and Winston-Salem. So it arrives here right around lunchtime. We'll push future cast out. There is some sunshine in parts of our viewing area, other places seeing cloud cover, but everybody will cloud up by around lunchtime, early afternoon as this rain moves through. By 1 to 2 o'clock, we're seeing scattered storms from the Triangle area westward and down south. Again, some gusty winds with this, some heavy rain. By 3 o'clock, it's along the I-95 corridor, Rocky Mount to Goldsboro to Fayetteville, and then it continues to push eastward through 5 o'clock. Now, we will have more waves of rain that come in behind it, especially in our southern counties, but during the late afternoon evening, we may start to see the rain tapering off around the Triangle. So just after dinner time, it may be dry or starting to dry out at the fair, but in our southern and eastern counties, it may be more like 9 or 10 o'clock before it dries out. It's another thing to remember if you're headed out to a football game. You can see our level one risk for severe storms well to our south now. It did include parts of our viewing area, but it has been dropped. We're taking a look at Raleigh and Wake County. We're looking at clear skies up above, but that deck of low clouds making it feel pretty gray around the Triangle area. 57 is our current temperature. We'll climb to 72 this afternoon. Once our front moves through, we're looking at a nice weekend, but it may be breezy for parts of it. I'll show you when coming up.
Breaking news this morning. Crews have been hard at work putting out a home fire in Johnston County. And WIR's Kelsey Coffey tells us what she knows about the people and animals who live there.
Crews have been on scene for hours now. A small fire was reignited between the shingles of the home around 5:30 this morning. But take a look now at crews still working to assess the damage. Here's what's left of this family's back porch. You still may be able to see a little bit of debris left. And then if we look a little bit over to the left here, that's that family's pickup truck that has been damaged by that fire. A firefighter on scene says one person was home when the house went up in flames, but no one was injured. Crews received a call around 1:30 this morning about that fire, and it was contained by 3:30. There's at least two or three fire trucks that are still left lined up on the street. And we're keeping our distance from the home because this family has several animals that are roaming around the yard. Firefighters on scene tell me that two dogs died during this fire. But again, there are no injuries to report. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Johnston County.
And we're following breaking news this morning. Around 2 o'clock this morning, a driver crashed into a front yard of a Johnston County home after losing control while driving at least 100 miles per hour. Troopers say the driver is being charged with a DWI. They say the car went airborne on Buffalo Road, crashed into a power pole, and landed very close to a home. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was seriously hurt.
President Biden will ask Congress for $100 billion to support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, President Biden said, although the conflicts are far away, if we don't support Israel and Ukraine, conflict could spread to other parts of the world and put democracy at risk. President also addressed the fear so many Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans are feeling right now. Biden said, we must denounce anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
And people across the Triangle are continuing to show their support for thousands of victims killed in Israel and Gaza. And this morning, they're demanding lawmakers take action. Dozens showed up for a demonstration at Bicentennial Plaza last night. This is in response to a statement by Governor Cooper's team that only pledged support for people of Israel. The group is calling for weapons to be dropped and for peaceful negotiations. More specifically, they want the United States to stop supplying military aid to Israel. Ariel spoke to Rabbi Eric Solomon of Beth Meir Synagogue, and he also mourns for people in Gaza while condemning Hamas terrorism.
I understand a vigil for those who are suffering. I do not and will never understand people accepting massacres of babies as somehow, God forbid, being righteous. That is absolutely contradictory. It's repugnant.
He says the Israeli community stands behind self-defense, preservation, and bringing captives back. Last night's demonstration served as a vigil for civilian lives lost in both Israel and Gaza.
Work is moving right along for the 540 loop around Raleigh. The Triangle Expressway will extend from NC-55 bypass all the way to I-40. And this weekend, this project may cause some traffic issues for a lot of folks. WRL's Monica Casey explains what drivers should expect.
This change is expected to start tomorrow. So if you have weekend plans in this area and driving on this road, this applies to you. NCDOT says they will be reopening the Holly Springs Bridge going over the Triangle Expressway tomorrow. Contractors will be shifting traffic on Holly Springs Road between Old Center Street and Kildare Farm Road from the temporary detour onto the new bridge, crossing over that future toll road. This traffic change also includes reopening the access between Catherine Place and Holly Springs Road. Construction started 4 years ago on the six-lane Triangle Expressway. Phase two, which will complete I-540 from I-40 at Garner to Knightdale, is scheduled to start in 2028. NCDOT plans to install signs reminding drivers of this change. The reopening will be weather dependent. Monica Casey, WRL News in Wake County.
Also, another weekend road closure for you to keep in mind. A section of I-40 westbound will close tonight and possibly tomorrow night. This is also part of that complete 540 project. Westbound lanes from I-40 from Highway 42 to Highway 70. They'll close 10 o'clock tonight until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning for the DOT crews to get out there and work on the road. They'll be tonight and possibly tomorrow, depending on the weather. There'll be detour signs posted.
If you're driving through downtown Raleigh today, we have a traffic alert that you'll need to know about. Beginning at 9 o'clock this morning, the right lane of eastbound Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will be closed between Fayetteville and Wilmington Streets. This is for a sewer improvement project. The closure is supposed to last through 4 o'clock today, but could be longer if rain delays the work there. You should avoid the area if possible.
More security is expected for tonight's football game at Wake Forest High School. Police say they need more security because they expect a large crowd to show up. Also, be new rules for middle school age students. They must have an adult with them to get into the game. Wake Forest Police started a similar rule last week at Heritage High School. They say middle schoolers were not listening to directions and adults were not picking them up on time. Starting tomorrow, the policy will take effect at all Wake Forest High School sporting events.
A decades-old home got a big makeover, and its owner is a 101-year-old woman. Why her family says the upgrades make them feel like they belong in their community.
And as the playoffs begin this weekend, the NC Courage on a quest for another National Women's Soccer League championship. What head coach Sean Nahas told us ahead of this weekend's match.
And we'll take you out to Wilmington right now. Check out this. You can barely see there. We'll see scattered showers and storms throughout the day, and it will be windy. Elizabeth has the timeline next. Welcome back. A42 on your Friday. This is a look over cloudy Wilson. The sun's trying to peek through there. You can see the whirligigs going just a little bit. Those will pick up later when the rain moves through. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Mostly dry for the most part right now, Elizabeth, but that's going to change.
Yeah, look at this. We have the beginning line of that band of thunderstorms that's going to come through around lunchtime. You can start to see that showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar. Stretching down the I-77 corridor towards Charlotte, moving into almost getting to Winston Salem, but we're dry at the moment. We have a mixture of cloud cover out there right now, but we'll cloud over by lunchtime, and here comes that sort of leading band. But a better chance for thunderstorms is going to be behind this as this all moves eastward into our viewing area. We take a look at Futurecast and push this ahead, and we'll pause it right here at noon, and you can see this first band. That's when we'll have the best chance of seeing any thunderstorms. Behind that, we'll likely have just some scattered rain that moves on through all the way through the afternoon and into the evening. It looks like that this is the brand new run of the computer model. We'll have that potential for some scattered showers in the triangle to around 7 or 8 o'clock and between 9 and 10 in our southern and eastern counties. So just going to be dealing with rain on and off through the afternoon. It's not going to make it a great day at the fair. It may be that there are some breaks in the rain on and off, but it's going to keep coming all the way until around 7 or 8 o'clock. So, you know, Saturday and Sunday look really great. Football Friday, same thing. We're just going to have waves of rain coming through. That rain starts to taper off a bit toward the end of the games, and it may not rain during the entire game, depending on where you are. But again, take along that raincoat if you're headed out. 57 is our current temperature. We have clear skies above a big deck of clouds here in Wake County right now. Visibility is still at a quarter of a mile in Fayetteville, where there's been a lot of fog there for hours this morning. Haven't seen that breaking up just yet. Raleigh, 72 this afternoon, 69 in Durham, 74 in Fayetteville. But again, you know, we're looking at a good bit of rain. I had this in here twice. Look at this. You can see at 2 o'clock, the rain moving across our area. It continues to come through again in waves through the evening. And then it clears out, and Saturday looks really nice. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunday, the same story. Let's jump on ahead and take a look at that 7-day forecast. Saturday and Sunday looking beautiful. Monday and Tuesday morning are going to be chilly. That's really our big story. Once we get past today's rain, our temperatures may be down into the 30s in some of our northern counties. Monday and Tuesday morning, it's going to give us our best chance of some patchy frost that we've seen so far this season.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Jury selection will begin today in the first Georgia election interference trial. Lawyer Kenneth Chesbrough was indicted just over 2 months ago, along with former President Donald Trump and 17 others. Two of those others, including Sidney Powell, who was supposed to go on trial with Chesbrough, have already pleaded guilty to reduced charges. If Chesbrough doesn't take a plea deal before the trial starts, we'll get the first extensive look at the evidence that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has against the defendants.
North Carolina students of color and students with disabilities are disproportionately referred to law enforcement. That's according to a report from the American Civil Liberties Union. It is raising questions about the rising number of school resource officers in schools. The ACLU argues this increase in SROs means kids, more of them, are sent to police rather than to the principal's office. From 2017 through 2023, schools filed complaints of disorderly conduct against black students four times more often than against white students.
We have to look at the fact that when there is a SRO officer in the school building and then there is a child who is having a misbehavior, the first thought is, wait, who's going to deal with that behavior?
Several organizations are calling for the state to spend less on SROs and more on mental health professionals who are trained to help kids in crisis. The ACLU says North Carolina has spent more than $100 million in the past 7 years on their school resource officers.
A group in Holly Springs shined a light on a crisis that often happens behind closed doors. Domestic violence, which new data shows affects nearly a third of women in the country. Survivors, family members, and police gathered to honor victims last night. They held candles and photos of loved ones outside the police department there. A police sergeant who works with DV cases told us that partner violence can take many forms, including physical, emotional, even financial abuse. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of this, there is way to help.
Not to have expectations of what they should and what they shouldn't do, to just be a good listener and to support them, because it's up to the victim when they can leave. It's not for us to tell them, hey, you should do this, you should do that, because it's a story that you just don't understand unless you've ever been in those shoes.
And groups like Interact in Wake County support victims and their families. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
A child's death is prompting a recall of 60,000 gun safes. Fortress Safe is voluntarily recalling its biometric gun safes. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says a programming flaw can allow the gun safe to be opened by unauthorized users, and that poses a safety risk. A recent lawsuit claimed a 12-year-old boy died after getting a gun out of a safe. There are 39 reports of people opening the safes without having their fingerprints registered to it. Consumers are urged to stop using the safe, replace the batteries, and just use the key on it, and then contact the company for a replacement.
A Raleigh homeowner who is more than 100 years old is living in her upgraded home, courtesy of the city of Raleigh. Maddie Jones is a recipient of Raleigh's homeowner rehabilitation program, and the program provided $90,000 to make much-needed repairs to her decades-old home. Jones left her home for 5 months and used the funding to make several repairs. The foundation of the home was fixed, and the home also got new electricity wiring, new floors, and a new kitchen and bathroom.
And I've enjoyed being back home and having the even floors.
Her family says they noticed the gentrification happening around them, with a new million-dollar home popping up on their block. They say the upgrades make them not only feel like they're part of the community, but also they look the part, too.
An X-Men star takes a role behind the camera, and a popular show spinoff is coming back with more episodes. Kristen Goodwin has the latest in Hollywood Nation.
I need money.
Kidman's Outback Adventure. Gen V returns for sophomore year, and McAvoy takes on a new role in the Hollywood Nation. James McAvoy steps behind the camera for his next project. According to Deadline, the actor will make his directorial debut with a music biopic about Scottish rap duo Syllable and Brains, who pretended to be Americans in order to secure a record deal.
Welcome to Godolkin University.
Popular shows returning with more episodes. Prime Video renewed The Boys spinoff Gen V for a second season ahead of the show's season one finale on November 3rd. And Netflix is bringing back The Ladies of Serenity for season four of Sweet Magnolias, with stars Joanna Garcia Swisher, Brooke Elliott, and Heather Headley reprising their roles.
Let's just tell everyone we're together.
What?
Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell fake their romance in today's First Looks. The trailer for the R-rated rom-com Anyone But You features the duo playing old lovers who pretend to be a couple again when forced to spend time together at their friend's wedding in Australia. It debuts in theaters December 22nd. And Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman reunite for Hulu's series adaptation Faraway Downs. The miniseries is a reimagining of Baz Luhrmann's 2008 Oscar-nominated film Australia, starring both actors. Featuring additional and unseen footage from the original movie, the show follows an English aristocrat's journey down under, where she joins forces with a cattle rancher to help protect her late husband's ranch.
We can't let them win.
We won't.
The series begins streaming November 26th.
Waitress the Musical is gearing up to give movie buffs a slice of the pie. The Tony-nominated Broadway hit starring Sarah Bareilles is officially becoming the big screen winner, coming to it this winter. And we are getting our first look at the trailer here.
She is messy.
So you're a waitress?
But she's kind.
Yeah, I'm a waitress.
She is lonely.
Waitress the Musical stars Bareilles as Jenna Hunterson. It's about a waitress who works at a small-time Southern diner and has dreams of leaving her controlling and abusive husband named Earl. It'll happen in appear in theaters nationwide 5 nights only, though, starting December 7th.
And Bad Bunny is going on tour next year, and he's coming to North Carolina. The pop star announced his upcoming dates for his 2024 North American tour. It's called Most Wanted. Bad Bunny will perform at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte on Friday, May 10th. Registration for tickets are open until October 22nd. That's on Sunday. And if you don't want to wait until May to see Bad Bunny in action, you can catch him on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night on WREL. He will host and perform.
Also, can't wait for this. This weekend, you can watch the NC Courage on a quest for another National Women's Soccer League championship. Playoffs begin for the Courage at home this Sunday against Gotham FC. The Courage have won the league title twice before, but this would be a most improbable run after rehauling their roster in the offseason. A lot of experts picked the Courage to finish in last place. Experts, what do they know? Not only did they win the Challenge Cup tournament, they finished third place overall in the league standings during the regular season and now have their eyes set on even more.
If anything, I feel that we have the pressure off of us because our expectations weren't, outside expectations were not of us being in this situation. So hopefully the players can relish in this opportunity.
A lot of people doubted us, but we're not out to prove anyone wrong. We're just here to prove ourselves right, and we'll go out again and give it 100%. And whatever happens, I think we can be proud of the season.
All right, so pack that place on Sunday. Courage and Gotham FC kick off 7 p.m. Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary is the place. For tickets, you can go to nccourage.com/playoffs.
And after nearly 1 year, Fort Liberty's Ryder Golf Course officially reopens today, and you are invited to the big celebration. The golf course closed last December for improvements. They include changes to bunkers, tee boxes, greens, and a new pro shop. Fort Liberty is hosting several events throughout the weekend to celebrate the new course. It all begins with a ribbon cutting today at 12:30, followed by the Commanding General's Golf Scramble. That's happening at 1 o'clock. And don't forget to watch High School OT Live tonight at 7. And it's on the High School OT app and wherever you stream WREL. See scoring plays and highlights from the area's best games, hosted by Nick Stevens and TJ Thorpe. We'll be right back.